everybody. Welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Oh, Miles, I got a stuffy nose. And I didn't even realize I had it until you decided to, you know, hit me to it.
Man, you're all clogged up. Hey, you sound like a plumber's dream.
You sound like one of the bad guys on the Kids Next Door. I can't think of his name.
Kids, codename Kids Next Door. Yeah. We must take this. We're going to break into the Dairy Queen.
Is that the voice?
No, there's a there's one of their enemies. It's like the Common Cold or whatever his name is. But he sounds just like
the Common Cold.
It's, I don't know what his name is. Who cares? But
I think that I thought maybe a little bit like the leader there.
Codename Kids Next Door.
You know. You mean number one?
Yeah, well, I never watched the show, to be honest with you. I've seen it a couple times, but that's about it.
So,
we're going to jump in there and get things to take for ourselves. I've got no hair. I'm number one. I'm bald. I'm a bald child. They call me Charlie Brown.
There's a reason why he's bald.
Oh, what is that? Like Lex Luthor or something?
I don't remember. There is a reason why he's bald, though. I don't remember.
My mom wants me to be a baby forever. She shaves my head and my pubic region.
My pubic? Is that like Puget Sound?
That's what I call it, mother. You stay away from Puget Sound.
I guess. Well,
get those clippers away.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, everybody.
What? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can I sing a little song for you?
Oh, well, certainly.
Hey, old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you are. Everybody, welcome to Bob's happy 40th surprise birthday party on Static Radio. Yes.
I wonder why in our little dialogue ahead of time you weren't talking about it. But
Bob, the
I really didn't want
talking.
That to be public knowledge. So.
Turned 40.
Yeah, I know. It's been nice.
Please write in now. You may write in and say happy birthday, Bob, or whatever.
Yeah, I think more along the lines of what the fuck are you doing this for at 40?
Pictures of yourself. Send them in for Bob. You'd like to see them. Tattoos and amputations and brandings and bite marks. He doesn't care. He wants to see them. So
who am I, Marv Albert or something?
Send them in. So I asked quite a few people to comment on your birthday. And
oh, you did, like your mother?
People like that, yeah. People.
You're an old bat now.
I did not ask your family.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Because it would be too hard to explain what I was up to. And then
probably,
It got all weird, and I thought, no, and I don't know really anyone you work with, per se. You know?
Right, true. Actually, they remember you, but you don't remember them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know their last name, so it'd be really hard, you know.
Right. Yeah, well, your family know me so well. I mean, come on, you know.
So
basically, your sister wanted me to sleep with you, but that's a whole other story.
That was a long time ago. That's before I came out. That's okay. That's okay. So, may I just read down the list and tell you what responses I got?
Oh, you mean you didn't actually have them record anything? You're going to just read them to me?
No, I'm kind of lame in that way.
I'm taking the high-tech approach.
I asked
That's fine.
May I just go down and just go through
Sure. Sure, go ahead.
I've talked to my sister who likes The Rock. She had no response. She laughed. She thought it was funny, of course.
Love that Rock. I love it.
She
love the
Rock.
You know, Bob's no Rock, and he's not in any movie right now.
My sister from Illinois, who you think is a hillbilly.
Right.
She's still thinking of a response. She could not think of a response.
Let me tell you, you got the most quick-witted family.
I asked Desiree.
Oh, really? Okay.
My wife's best friend, Desiree. She's still thinking of a response. She has not gotten back to me.
Okay. I can see I'm so important on everybody's list.
I'm going down a list here, people.
Wow.
Okay? No particular order. My mom.
Yeah.
My mom said it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Mama Title.
My wife said 40 is the new 30. I don't know. I think she stole that out.
Yeah. Well, I think she's worried about reaching it, so.
I asked an old classmate of yours, John Rothman, response. There was no response there. I asked the, what?
John, you emailed Rothman for something?
I did, yeah. There's no response
there. Yeah, I wouldn't figure there would be.
The mayor of Carbondale, he was very confused. He wasn't sure what I wanted, so he... I think I may not be doing the show much longer. I think I might be going away for a little while. Dustin nice. Diamond. I asked Dustin Diamond. I got no response.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, he's got a porno now. That was
yeah,
a whole
I know.
Deal.
I didn't want to get off on that, but I did get two responses, and I came rather late.
Wait a minute. Let me go back to the... I don't want to get off on the Dustin Diamond porno.
That's right. I didn't want to get off on that tangent. I got two responses in rather late, but I did get them in.
Okay.
This is from a good friend of the show, Scott Baker.
Oh, Scott Baker wrote you, really?
This literally came in today. This
is this the one that came in before we started recording?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Here he goes. This is not his voice, this is my voice. Bob, happy 40th. You washed up old teddy bear, you. Remember, you're not getting older, you're getting impotent. K-O, exclamation point.
Yeah, wow.
So there you go.
I'm getting impotent, oh my goodness.
So there you go, you have that.
That's okay. Nice.
And one more.
Thanks, Baker. More.
We had a guy on a long time ago named Dave Ryan, Melbourne, Illinois.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is a long time ago. We premiered a song he did called Toots.
Toots, yeah.
I'll have to clean this up a little bit here. So I hear that.
What do you mean, clean it up a little bit? Oh, jeez.
Well, I'm gonna clean it up.
Is he a foul mouth guy or what?
Yeah, well, I got a little dirty.
So. Okay, that's fine.
Dear Bob, so I hear that you're turning 40, huh? Well, good for you. Oh, and thanks very much for the big effing. Let me clean that up there. Effing break. You gave me years back pushing my Toots album. You a-hole. I'm back in my mom's basement and hating all these a-hole city people living in my effing town. Effing subdivisions, man. Till I become best buds with Dustin Diamond, Dave Ryan, Elberno. So there you go.
Yeah. How's Dave Ryan doing, anyway?
He's in the basement, apparently.
Evidently. Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's all the people you were able to contact?
I tried, you know.
You didn't get Andy Richter, did you? Because, I mean, you know him, so.
Yeah, I didn't want to go that far. With the mayor of Carbondale, you know.
What? The mayor of Carbondale? Well, it sounds like pretty much nobody knows who I am, and so I guess that's good.
That's good, though. So I'm going to raise my can of Diet Dr. Pepper and say salute.
Yeah.
Salute, Bob. Happy 40th.
Oh, well, thank you.
I hope you had some kind of party. I'm sure you did. I was not invited, so I assume.
No, I didn't. No, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think that anybody mentioned the year except for you, so.
Oh, well, there
Well,
you
no,
go.
My wife did. My wife did, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't you believe it. Now people are going to be like, 40, oh, Jesus, what are we listening to this shit for?
Well, yeah, but we're in tune to the young people, too, so.
Yeah, okay, if you say so.
We're old school, and yet we're new.
Yeah, I hear you. Regular
regular
Sugar Hill Gang going on here.
I just crumple that up, and that's the end of the birthday show, so thanks for listening.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you've been waiting for this. Now, everybody was wondering, because every year you say that I'm 40.
Yeah, I know. I joke about it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, you're 50 now or something.
Yeah, really.
It's come to pass. It has come to pass that you are.
I actually have a funny little story about that.
If it's gray pubes, we don't want to know.
No, it's not gray. I don't have any gray pubes.
You know, I don't know. I'm just joking. I don't want to know.
No, I was going in to get. Actually, it was on my birthday. I was going in to get dinner on the way home.
Yes.
And. I got to this place, and I was getting ready to go in, and there was this, like, young kid, like, you know, probably 20 tops.
Right.
And we get to the door at the same time, so I open the door, and I say, yeah, go ahead, you know. And he gets in line in front of me then, you know, so I got to wait. And I'm like looking. This is one of my peculiarities. I'm looking at his hair. And he's like, he's a redhead, right? And he's got, you know, like a quarter size bald spot starting out. And I'm like, you know what? He's not going to make it to 40 with hair.
True.
See, because I mean, you know, I'm losing it, but it's not gone yet.
Right.
And over the last 2 years, I'm like, I just need to make it to 40 with some hair, and I'll be okay. And
did you make it?
Yeah. I still got quite a bit of hair.
I haven't seen you in a while, so I don't.
I mean, you know, it's not the hair I had in my 20s, but.
You want to get your prostate checked too, by the way.
Yeah, well, you keep saying that. Evidently, there's some kind of fetish you got telling people.
Not by me, you know.
Yeah. Evidently, you're walking up to people in the mall. You get a prostate check? I mean, you look like you might need it, and I probably could hook you up. Like, what is it with you and the prostate check?
Hey, you might want to. You're getting old now.
You know, the only other person that's talked to me about that is my gay doctor.
There you go.
And he mentioned something about it last time. Wait, two times ago when I was there, so.
Did he mention anything about wanting to play the rusty trombone?
No, but he's a professional. But I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I mean, other than you know, my worries about that,
yeah.
I love the gay doctor. He's a fantastic doctor.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, there's nothing at all wrong. He's a very good doctor.
Very thorough. Very thorough.
Well, I still haven't got my prostate checked, but at least, you know, for my asthma and stuff, he's been fantastic, so.
Yeah, as I hear, yeah.
Well, just think how bad it would sound if I wasn't on meds, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'd probably be dead at this point, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I mean, it's like, you know. It's a bad deal. But anyway, that was my little story about, I was just like, you know, hey, that fucker, no hair by the time he's my age.
There you go.
But I was just feeling sorry for myself, so.
Right.
I felt better by picking on somebody in my mind. That's what I do all day. Picking on people in my mind, and then I feel better about it, you know. Ah, look at that piece of shit, they're fatter than me.
Wait, that's my reflection.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's a mirror. It's a disco ball. So you said you had a couple things. What other? Besides that really, really depressing depressing birthday. Yeah. I'll tell you. Out of all those people, you should have wrote my brother. He would have wrote you something.
Oh, I know. I didn't know his email, though.
Oh, okay. That's true. I don't want to divulge all that stuff.
You're very secret. I didn't know you had a brother until last year.
Yeah.
You're very secretive about that.
I'm really glad that Baker wrote you back, so it was nice to hear from Baker.
Baker. Do I have time for a quick story real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
How much time do I got?
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
If this doesn't cheer you up, nothing will. Okay.
All right.
My wife decides that she's got to go, you know, take the Browns to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
How's this going to cheer me up?
Well, I'm getting to that now. She's got to go, you know, Dookie, you know, number two.
Let me stop you for just a minute.
Yeah.
You know, because I was actually looking at an advertisement for The Gap.
Yeah.
And it had Jennifer Garner.
Right.
You know what? Your wife kind of looks like Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
So I was hoping it was going to be some kind of correlation between your wife and Jennifer Garner, and that would have been a lot better. But now you're talking about her taking a crap.
This is going to get better.
Not exactly what I want to hear, you know what I mean?
She gets all done, right? She's like, okay.
Oh, good. She's all done.
She stands up. Now, she's wearing like a hooded, like sports kind of sweatshirt kind of thing.
Gotcha.
That would have, like, the pouch in front where you can stick your hands if you get cold.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Well, she's put her little cell phone in there.
Okay.
Can you see where this is going to go?
Yeah, because I think you told a story about her doing the same thing with the Matchbox car.
Well, her cell phone went into the toilet.
With the poop.
With the Lincoln Logs. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, she somehow got this out. I don't know how she did this, but she got it out.
Well, she's brave, you know.
And she said she washed it off real well, and she put Lysol on, and she knew it was fried, right?
Probably got wet.
And she threw it in a baggie, a Ziploc.
Uh-huh.
Washed her hands, you know.
Yeah.
Went to
the
local dealer.
Right.
Which totally grossed out the kid working there. He's like, oh, man.
Did she just say the toilet, or did she say a toilet before it was flushed after I shit in it?
I think she just said toilet.
Okay.
And I don't think she really gave details about Lincoln Logs.
Right. Did she go into detail about what she ate the night before?
No.
You know?
We don't usually have corn on our keypad, but... Well, no, the guy's like, thank you for bagging it up, because a lot of people, like, will hand him the phone and then say, oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I just dropped this in the crapper, you know.
You smell that urinal cake? It's on the phone.
So, yeah. So now, he directs her to bring it home. He's like, well, go. Your husband's, like, the first name on the account, so he has to do all the dirty work as far as contacting the home office.
Or all the other dirty work, as it were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I bought insurance on this. I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is great. So I call up. And luckily, I get someone who speaks perfect English. So I'm thinking, all right.
Okay.
I was, like, really, really super tired and crabby. So now the girl is like, there's a $50 deductible on that, sir.
Wah, 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 wah.
So I feel like I've been flushed. You know, I'm like,
yeah, really?
Son of a bitch. So now, the thing is in the baggie. I don't even want to look at it. I'm disgusted, you know. I'm, like, tired.
Is it growing, you know, stuff?
Or? Yeah. So she's like, well, sir, you're going to have to take off the case and look at the battery and give me some numbers off of that.
Oh, there you go.
So now I got to get the poop phone out of the bag. And I don't know how to get the battery. I don't know. I've never fooled with this.
Yeah, I know. Giving you something like that is like giving a caveman a, you know...
This is like
a match. You're like,
this is like flying the space shuttle to me. I'm like, I don't know. So I get the back off.
Give me Story Musgrave on the horn right now.
I've misunderstood her directions. I thought she said on the battery. I'm looking for some numbers.
No, it's underneath the battery.
Underneath the battery. Now, my wife has cleaned off the outside of the phone, but it's like pretty wet inside the phone still.
Do you have a floater in there?
I don't. There was something on the battery. I don't know what it was.
Honey, did you eat popcorn within the last 24 hours of this phone hit the toilet?
I was so grossed out. I'm like, I'm going to throw up. I am going to throw up.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I used every obscenity I could on the for this girl on the phone, and she didn't, like, miss a beat. She's like, sir?
Do you realize that those Listerine things that are supposed to dissolve on your tongue come right out through your poop?
Yeah, that's what it looked like was on the battery. It's like,
yeah,
oh,
really. Film.
Like lettuce that didn't dissolve.
Nice.
So I get it out. I get all done, and my wife had been gone. She comes home, and I tell her all this, and she's like, oh, I left some plastic gloves there on the table for you.
Mmm. So you said, I have other plans for those, honey.
Yeah, so I chopped off my fingers, basically, when I got done. I put them in the disposal. I was so disgusted. I'm like,
well, you've been married a while. I mean, it's your wife's poop. Who cares?
No, poo's different. Poo's different.
Well, I agree with you there. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
There's no, the glass is half full.
Yeah, you know? I'm with you.
You know, this phone was in someone else's filth, basically.
I hear you.
Whether it's my wife's or a taxi driver's or whoever's poo, you know.
If I were really rich, I'd have, like, my own bathroom, and then only I'd be able to use it, you know what I mean?
I'd have, like, my servants, like, go get the phone and do all that if I was really rich. Okay.
Well, no, I was just talking about the poo thing.
So we're going to get a new phone. It's going to cost a little bit of money. Get it.
Yeah, does that one take pictures? Is that your picture phone?
No, I still have mine.
Oh, good.
But she had some pictures that she never uploaded, so now those are lost forever.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll be hacked, and the topless photos of your wife on the toilet will be out on the internet anytime now.
No, something a little more family-oriented.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you, though, for caring.
Well, thank you for carrying Miles' title.
Yeah.
And God bless Scott Baker, wherever he lives now.